Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. I'm really glad you tuned in because today we are looking at something we all face at some point: waiting. Whether it's for a job, a breakthrough, healing, or answers to deep prayers, waiting can stretch us in ways we didn't ask for. But what if I told you that there's purpose in the pause? That God actually works in the waiting? Today's message is titled Wait on the Lord, and it's a heartfelt reminder that God's delays are not his denials, and his timing is always worth trusting. Let's get into it. Our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 27, verse 14.
Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Hey friends, I'm so glad you're here with me. Today, we're talking about a topic that's challenging but deeply rewarding: wait on the Lord. Let me kick off with a story I read in a memoir by author and speaker Elizabeth Lang Thompson. In her book, When God Says Wait, she shares about her painful journey of waiting. Years of praying for a child, battling infertility, doctor appointments, tests, and tears. And through it all, she kept clinging to God, even when silence was the only response she got. She writes, "Waiting teaches us who we are and who God is. In waiting, we learn that we're not in control, and that's okay. Have you ever been in that space? That frustrating in-between where you've prayed, fasted, cried, and still, nothing seems to be moving? The challenge of waiting. Waiting is hard. Let's be real. It can feel like an emotional tug of war. We live in a world of instant everything. Instant coffee, instant messaging, even instant answers from Google. So when God says, wait, it can feel like punishment. But friends, waiting is not a punishment. It's preparation. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Isn't that beautiful? It doesn't say those who rush ahead or make things happen on their own. It says those who wait will be renewed. One of the biggest lies the enemy tells us is that nothing's happening while we wait. But that's not true. God is always working behind the scenes. Think about Joseph. He had dreams of greatness, yet found himself betrayed, enslaved, imprisoned. 13 years passed between the dream and the fulfillment. But God was crafting something beautiful in the silence. Could it be that God is preparing something greater than what you even prayed for? Let's pause here. What have you been waiting on God for? A job? A child? Healing? A breakthrough? Can you trust that he's not ignoring you, but shaping you? Psalm 27 verse 14 encourages us, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." That verse repeats the word wait, because the first time we hear it, our hearts resist it. But the second time, it settles. Waiting is active, not passive. And here's something important to note. Waiting doesn't mean doing nothing. It's not sitting on your hands in despair. It means praying, growing, serving, trusting. Think of it like a farmer waiting for harvest. He doesn't plant and walk away. He waters, he weeds, he checks the soil. He works while he waits. So I want to ask you, what can you do today while you wait? Can you worship? Can you serve others? Can you grow in the Word? Lamentations chapter 3 verse 25 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him." Let me encourage you with this: God is never late. He may not work on your timeline, but His timing is always perfect. Maybe He's not changing your situation yet because He's changing you. And sometimes you are the miracle in progress. So let today be the day you stop stressing over the delay and start trusting the designer. Before we wrap up, I want you to take a quiet moment, maybe right after this podcast ends, and ask yourself, what am I waiting on? How have I been handling the wait? What is God trying to teach me in this season? As you go today, carry this in your heart. Waiting on God is never a waste of time. It's the soil where faith grows roots, where trust gets real, and where God writes stories of redemption and purpose. So breathe, be still, and wait, not with fear, but with expectation. Because the same God who made you a promise will bring it to pass in His time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for reminding us today that waiting is not a punishment, but a pathway to Your perfect will. Teach us to trust You in the in-between, to find peace in the pauses, and to believe that You are working even when we don't see it. Strengthen our hearts, renew our faith, and help us to wait well, with courage, with patience, and with hope. We surrender our timelines to You, Lord, and we ask for the grace to walk in step with Your perfect timing. Thank You for answering our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thanks for spending this time with me today. If this message encouraged you, share it with someone who might need a reminder that waiting is sacred. Stay strong, stay hopeful, and remember, the wait will be worth it. Until next time, keep holding on and keep walking in faith. God's not done with your story yet. Blessings.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 33 and chapter 34. And for the evening, Luke chapter 1 verse 30 to 60. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.